Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Darren Revelle of the Action Network. Download the free Action Network app to get all your lines, track your action throughout the weekend. Actionnetwork.com if you want to get some great content there as well. Hey, Darren, I saw you tweet earlier this week, the dude that got the 600th touchdown ball from Tom Brady. Two signed jerseys and a helmet from Brady, signed Mike Evans jersey and his game cleats, $1,000 credit at the Buccaneers team store, and then two season tickets for the rest of this season and next season. As a memorabilia expert and aficionado, how do you think this guy did on his bounty that he brought back for the 600th touchdown ball?
I mean, if you don't expect him to be an opportunist, I guess he did okay. But, you know, and post-COVID, he might have not been able to get, or in COVID, I don't know if he would have been able to get the meet and greet with Brady afterwards, which is what you normally would insist upon. Don't forget, Brady threw in a Bitcoin. You know, ooh. but at the time was, you know, $63,000. It's now 61. So he was probably around, you know, $90,000 in value or so.
Okay.
You know, Mike Evans signed jersey might be negative dollars, not game used, but you know, it's not really, and none of the Brady stuff. The only thing that was game used was the cleats. You know, I felt like the guy didn't know it was his 600th, which is fine. I think most people might have not. Obviously, Mike Evans didn't either. I think the deal was done so fast that the Bucks were being opportunists. And then you can't really be opportunists in front of the world, especially when Jim Nance then says it's an awful deal immediately. so the Bucks, not only did he not have a choice, he lost his leverage, as Brady pointed out on the Manning cast. But you know, the Bucks, in some way, you know, they had to do something more because you know it was embarrassing the perception of the deal.
Right.
Darren, you know, as we talk about this, it reminds me that man during really like it wasn't even the height of the epidemic as much as it was people going most stir crazy. During the epidemic, that all of this NFT stuff was going absolutely crazy. People buying just electronic representations of things instead of physical things. Where are we right now on the NFT craze?
I guess we're still on the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Because I would say that a lot of projects have gone down, but the CryptoPunks and the Bored Apes are continuing to crush. Now, I tell people in collecting, the worst thing that happens is if you think something's transparent and it's not. Collecting, any business really, right? Like, oh, you know, StubHub is transparent. Well, no, it's not. There are ticket brokers who figure out, oh, I'm going to put a little more on. I'll put a couple more tickets on. So you think something transparent, it's not. All the people in the crypto NFT world say, yeah, it's all transparent. You can see it on the blockchain. I can't see how many wallets you have.
Oh.
So in the era of the main stock and pumping up, I don't know if you're selling it to yourself. That's the only thing I could say, right?
Oh, and just pumping up the value by making it look like there's just huge demand for this stuff.
A sale. Now, I love the fact that I could see it on the blockchain. I don't have to ask you when this was sold and when. That's transparent. But, and I don't think it's all money laundering, and I don't think it's all pumping. But there's a lot of stuff that isn't what it says it is, right? Oh, crypto is easy. Okay, why does it take me 5 days on Coinbase to go from money to crypto? That's harder than the bank. Oh, you just got to get used to it. You got to do more of it. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of things that pretend to be what they aren't. But there are projects that are going nuts and there are projects that, you know, are fading away. I'd still rather have a physical something. But we are all hopped up on all this dopamine from not having normal human interaction. And sports betting is probably the tamest of it all.
Speaking of human interaction, I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't want you to get insulted by this. I'm asking this because you're a sports business expert, not because I think
been
you're...
I haven't been insulted in years.
Okay, good.
I'm not sure I have the capacity to be.
Yeah, I'm relying on your sports business expertise. I'm not assuming that you're some kind of expertise in erectile dysfunction. But I had this thought last night while I was watching baseball, which is that, man, if I watch a football game on network television, I see, I'm guessing, maybe like 7 to 10 ED ads per half of football, right? Whereas in baseball, I don't think I see any at all. Like, how is that? Why? And baseball's an older demographic. Why are the erection pills not making it to the baseball market?
I guess the average age of a baseball viewer is now 90, so maybe they're beyond that. No, I don't know. I actually don't know. It's not the height. It is definitely not the height of ED drugs. Like, it used to be like even more often. And like, remember when they were throwing the ball through the tire?
Of course. Yes.
And the guy sitting in the bath by himself on the lawn. I mean, like, my favorite ED story of all time has a Texas base to it.
Oh, let's hear
it. So in 2002, Rafael Palmeiro, his agent calls me up, Fernie Cusa, and says that Rafael has signed an endorsement deal with Viagra. And as a slightly competent reporter, my first question was, does he have the issue?
And
he says, no. And I said, well, how would that be FDA approved? Because like, then if he doesn't have erectile dysfunction and he's a spokesperson and he's saying he doesn't have it. Anyway, I wrote the story that he doesn't have it. And like 30 minutes later, I got a call back that he does have it. I'm not sure if that was because he does or because he wanted to keep the deal, but I felt that that was appropriately going up and down on whether or not he had it or not.
Plus, I'm being told, by the way, that they actually haven't been doing the ED ads for the NFL the last few years. I guess, you know what I'm confusing? It's those Get Roman ads that, except they're not specifically advertising the drug. They're saying that, like, you can get the drug here. We're not advertising the drug, but you can get the drug here.
Right.
There you go. Darren Revelle, The Action Network. Didn't think we were going to go to the boner pills part of the conversation today.
Yes,
to be honest.
Yes.
Hey, your words, not mine, Sean. I'm talking about just people trying to have good, meaningful relationships
there you go.
Into their lives.
There you go. Darren Revelle, The Action Network, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. You mentioned the Manning cast, Darren. A, do you like the Manning cast? And B, what is the future for alternative broadcasts like the Manning cast?
I don't know if I fully love it, but I do like the idea of it being different. And I'm not sure if it's because it's different and new or whether I really like it. I mean, I like the idea of they have been able to get relevant guests who you want to hear from. They have been able to be relaxed. Like, I couldn't believe Tom Brady's like, yeah, that guy lost all his leverage when he negotiated with the team. Like, I would think like a guy like Brady is like, normally he's got his protectors up there. Like, you know, so I think it's pretty good. You know, as long as you have the rights, it costs a lot of money to do it, but it seems like ESPN or all the networks in their fight to make sure people are actually watching things instead of looking at game casts and anything to get you live. I think it's a good move and it's been really successful.
Yeah, no, they're picking up viewers each week, and I find myself missing it. The couple of weeks it was gone, I really like it. They get guys talking when they do those interviews with them. They get it's almost like they forget they're on TV. It's just like they feel like they're talking to a couple of buddies, which I think is a sign of a really good interviewer. Before we get you out of here, Darren, do you got any picks? What do you think of the Texans catching 14.5 at home this weekend?
God, it is really hard to what do we got? So let's see. In the last five games,
yeah,
the Texans have covered once against New England, right? Yeah. They lost by 3.
That's right.
It was an 8-point spread. But they have not covered 3 of the last 4 weeks. They have had double-digit spreads, and they have not covered once. In fact, not even close.
Yes.
They didn't cover by 21 against Buffalo. They didn't cover by 19.5, whatever that was, 31-3, right? So that 20,
were the bad
29,
boys.
Yeah. And it was 11.5,
yep.
Right?
Yep, yep.
And then 31-5, so they didn't cover there. I mean, I think they're unbettable at this point.
Well, unless you like betting the other side, apparently. Like, I think the people who laid the 19 last week with Arizona would say, I think they're perfectly bet againstable right now. But you're right.
Yeah,
you can't back them.
I wouldn't bet that. I wouldn't bet that game. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just wouldn't bet a game involving the Texans. Now, the interesting one for me is, you know, the total 47.5. I think that, you know, that is a little bit more bettable to me there, because I think, you know, I can think of scores and I'm thinking, like, I don't know if they can put, you know, 10 on the board.
Well, recent history would suggest 10 would include a touchdown. That would be silly
to think
they're actually going to score a touchdown in an NFL game.
Right.
Darren Revelle, Action Network, joins us each and every week. Download the free Action Network app. Darren, we always appreciate the conversation, man. Enjoy the games this weekend.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Darren. Darren Revelle, at Darren Revelle on Twitter, if you want to grab him there and be part of the millions that follow him on Twitter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.